We're going to spend a couple of minutes thinking about that verse. We're going to do it in two parts. But before we do, we've got a little game to play. So I'm going to put a picture on the screen, which is going to show a problem. I'll tell you what the problem is. Chat with the people next to you. Who would you call in this problem for a rescue? Okay, so you've got a problem. Who do you need to come and rescue you? So let's have our first picture up. So you've got a broken leg, maybe at the park in a football match. Who are you going to call for a rescue if you've got a broken leg? Just talk to the people next to you. Just talk to the person next to you. Okay, let's get some answers. Hands up. Who are you going to call if you break your leg? You're out and about, you've broken your leg. Jessica? The ambulance. Amazing. On the same page. Let's have it. The ambulance. You call the ambulance. Come and take me. I need to get my leg fixed. Next one. Okay. So you're on holiday. Mum and dad have finally caved, and you're allowed to get the good pedalo with a slide, not just the one that's hard work but no fun. Okay, but you go out to sea and the wind's blowing, and you blow out to sea and you're stuck and there's nothing you can do about it. Luckily, someone's got a phone and they've got one bar. Who are you calling? Who are you calling for the rescue? Talk to the person next to you. Who are you calling? What do you think? Okay, what do you reckon? We've got a hand over there, all the way over here. Let's have a go. Yeah, who are we calling? The lifeboat. Amazing. Let's see. Yeah, there we go. The lifeboat to speed out and rescue. Okay, final one. Final one. This has happened to me before. If you want to know the story, come and ask afterwards. You're up a mountain. Either you get injured or you meet somebody else injured. Maybe you're lost. Who are you calling? Who do you need to come and rescue you in this situation? Again, chat to the person next to you. Who's going to come and rescue you? All right, let's get an answer. Let's get an answer at the back here. Yes, what do you think? The helicopter, yes. So maybe a helicopter. I think that's pretty much, I put down mountain rescue. They've got a helicopter there, look. Aren't they so cool? They're the coolest rescue people ever, mountain rescue. Even their picture is amazing. So the mountain rescue, if you're stuck on a mountain, need to come and rescue you. So there were problems and they needed a rescue. And you know, on Good Friday, and in the verse we're looking at, we see that's the same for people. There's a big problem and we need a rescue. Now, to start with, we're just going to focus on the problem, and then in a moment we're going to focus on the rescue. But we've got the verse on the screen. I wonder whether you noticed the problem. Have a look. Maybe just in that first little bit, what has Jesus got to die for? What's Jesus got to die for? What do we think? Jessica, what do we think? Sins. Perfect. Jesus has got to die for sins. Now, that's a small word, but it's a massive problem. A small word, but a massive problem. In fact, it's the biggest problem anybody on the planet has got. No matter what they're going through, the biggest problem anybody on the planet has got is sin. Let's just have a look, though, what we mean by sin, because we get lots of different things, don't we? And I think the most helpful way I've had sin described to me is like this. Ready? So sin is when in our hearts, the way we live, the way we speak, we say, shove off God, I want to be in charge, no to your ways, I don't want to do what you say. And that is a massive problem. Shove off God, I'm in charge, no to your ways. It's a huge problem when we speak to the God of the universe like that. But I wonder if you notice there's more, isn't there? There's another word that describes people in this verse. Have a look, what do you think? Billy had it when he was standing here. Unrighteous. Let's have it highlighted. Unrighteous. We are sinners and we are unrighteous. Now, unrighteous is a bit of a funny word, isn't it? We don't use it very often. So let's just have a little think what it means. Unrighteous, you could put in unright with God. So whenever I read the words righteous or unrighteous in the Bible, I put those in either right with God if you're righteous or unright with God. We're not his friends because of the way we've acted and what we've said to him in our hearts. Shove off. I don't want you. I'm going to do it myself. We are unrighteous. We're not with him. We're not his friends. And you see, that's a massive problem because that causes a huge gap between people and God. a bit like this. I've got a big gap, but I'll just make it obvious. So we've got people here on one side. Okay, let's stick this up. Yeah. And then all the way over here is God. Because of our sin, we are massively separated from the God of the universe. Just to make it even clearer, I've got on the floor in front of me here, you can't all see, but I've marked out the world record for the standing long jump. So it's a big gap. In fact, it's 3 meters 73, and it was by a guy called Byron Jones, who's an American footballer. Anybody think they've got a good spring, a good jump? Anyone think they can come and jump this gap? Okay, if you think you can, just come up and have a go. Yeah, Leon, I can see you, Leon. Confident Cotello, up you come. Okay, so our line is here, this grey mark here. So stand in a line, facing this way. Perfect. Isaac, you, or someone can go first. Leon, you can go first. Set the marker. So the line's there. 2 feet, no run up. 2 feet. Swing your arms. Don't punch anyone. Okay, step there. Okay, so I think Leon's got just under halfway for the world record. Good effort, though. Good effort, good effort. Okay, who's going next? Let's have a go. Just go. One at a time. Just go now. Quick, nice and quick. 2 foot jump. Go. Nice, Isaac. Okay, not bad effort. But this is the marker they've got to get to, by the way. I'll stand here. Okay, next one. Go. Close. Good effort, Tilly. Next person. Go. We're just going to go one at a time. Sit down when you've had your go. Perfect. Good effort. Go on, Billy. Ooh, not bad. You're aiming for me, remember? You're aiming for me. Oh, not quite. Come on, here. No, here, Ethan. Come on. Unlucky, but you can't jump again. No, you can't jump again. Next one, okay. Go for it nice and quick, Zoe. Whoa, massive. Great jump. Unlucky, sit down. Whoa, huge. Good effort, good effort. I think that's about the same as Leon halfway. Great effort. Whoa, nice. Unlucky, go and sit down. We're not getting very close, are we? Next one. Martha, great jump. I would have had to disqualify you, split feet, but anyway, next one. Nice one, okay, sit down, come on then. Noah, good effort, unlucky. Come on, Benjamin, you've got this. Unlucky. Lucas, great jump. Yeah, come on then. Holly, perfect effort, well done. Are you having a... Oh no, okay. Amazing. So, this gap is only 3 meters 73, right? That is nothing compared to the gap between us and God because of our sin. And you know, there's just nothing we can do about it. We tried our very best, didn't we, to spring across, and we didn't even get halfway, most of us. There's nothing we can do about it. And we try and fill this gap with all sorts of things, don't we? So we think that going to church, that's a good thing. That'll mean I get a bit closer to God, so I jump over here, and then we kind of stop, and a bit like Ethan tried, we then think, oh, I'll help an old lady across the street this week, and that gets me a little bit closer to God. Or I'll be really kind and share my toys. That gets me a little bit closer. But it doesn't work like that. You're not allowed to do that. It's one big jump. And you know, there's one person on the planet that can do this world record. And just like that, a bit later, we're going to see there's one person that can bring us from being separated to God, but back together with him. I wonder, though, have you realized that that's on your own, in your sin, you are separated from God, and there is just nothing you can do about it? Have you understood that yet? It's not a nice thing to know that I'm separated from God on my own, and I just can't do anything about it. That's a horrible thing. It's an awful place to be, but we've got to understand that before then we see and ask for the awesome rescue. You need to know there's a problem before you ask for the rescue. And we're going to sing before we come on to the rescue. And in fact, we're going to get a little clue in this song about who the rescuer is and what the rescue is. We're going to sing a song. Can we have it on the screen? Lord, I lift your name on high. Talking about Jesus coming to earth and dying on the cross for our sin. The thing that causes this big gap between us and God. So why don't we stand and sing? So like at the start, we've seen our problem, that we are separated because of our sin. It's a desperate problem. But now we're going to see who we need to call, who we need to turn to for a rescue when we realize this is the problem we've got. Let's have a look at our verse on the screen again.
I wonder if you can see Christ Jesus died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God.
Who is it that we need to turn to for rescue, Tilly? Yeah, Jesus, Christ Jesus, right at the start. He died for our sins once for all. Jesus rescues people by dying on the cross for all sin. That's what we remember on Good Friday. But more than that, it's what's right at the heart of Christianity. I wonder if you knew that. Right at the heart of Christianity is that Jesus came and died for your sin. That's how he rescues people with this problem, which is everybody. You see, as Jesus was hanging on the cross, he was taking my place. He was taking your place. He was taking the punishment for sin so that we don't have to. Did you see, we were called unrighteous. Do you notice what Jesus is called? He's called righteous. He is right with God. He has no sin. Yet the innocent, righteous Jesus chose to hang on a cross to take your sin and my sin. He took the punishment so that we don't have to. And again, to help us get our heads around this a bit more, I've got an Easter challenge for us. So I'm going to need a child to volunteer to come. Ethan, do you want to come for our Easter challenge? Good man. Okay, and then I'm going to need an adult to volunteer to come for our Easter challenge. Malcolm looks like he's regretting his decision to volunteer earlier, but he's coming up anyway. Let's give Malcolm a big clap. Well done, Malcolm. Up you come. Okay, so Malcolm, come and stand on this side. Ethan, come and stand on this side. Come and stand on this side. It's a very, very simple Easter challenge. You have three questions each, vaguely to do with Easter. So you should be okay, Malcolm. Three questions each. Okay. The one who gets the most right gets a prize, and that is a chocolate egg. So lots to play for. But it wouldn't be a great game, wouldn't it, if there wasn't a penalty for the loser. Now, the penalty for the loser is an egg. It's a proper egg, not done anything with it, raw egg, cracked on your head. Okay, so the loser gets a raw egg on their head, the winner gets a chocolate egg. Okay, there's no backing out, I'm afraid. Here we go. Let's have the first question. I think it's for Ethan. Brilliant. Ethan, what are Easter eggs made of?
Chocolate.
Chocolate, that's the right answer. So this side, Ethan's got one. So hold up one for Ethan this side. Thank you. Okay, Malcolm, this is your first question. Let's see. How heavy is the largest Easter egg ever?
Like 50 kilograms.
50 kilograms. I'm afraid that's actually miles away. It's 1,940 kilograms. So hold up a zero for Malcolm. Brilliant. Okay, so Ethan, your second question. What colour is chocolate? Milk chocolate, this is.
Brown.
Brown, correct. So two for Ethan. Okay, Malcolm. What's my favourite chocolate bar?
A Yorkie.
I mean, they are nice, but I'm afraid it's a Galaxy chocolate bar. So that's still zero for Malcolm this side. Okay, Ethan, last question. You've won already, but last question, just to really drill it home. What day of the week is Easter Sunday on?
Well, this is hard, isn't it? It's definitely not in the question.
Mate, just take it, mate. You're getting a chocolate egg.
Easter Sunday.
So three for Ethan. Let's hold up those threes. Okay, Malcolm, last one, just for a bit of pride. What was the date of Easter Sunday in the year 2000?
18th of April.
Oh, I mean, that's actually quite close. The 23rd of April. So let's hold the zero up for Malcolm just so he can see. Brilliant. Ethan, here you go. You get the chocolate egg. Let's have a round of applause for Ethan. Three out of three. Okay. So, okay, Malcolm, I've got a towel for you. Do you want to just come forward? Amazing. Now, do you want to just duck your head a little bit? There you go. So, Malcolm knew the rules. He got three wrong. Penalty's very clear. Egg splattered on the head for getting it wrong. But, Malcolm, it's okay.
Right, you're going to forgive me?
No, I'm going to take your place.
Oh.
So I'm going to take Malcolm's place and take the punishment he deserves for him. Do you want to do it? Do you want to do it on my head? Do you want to come into it? Thank you. Perfect. Yeah, perfect. Perfect. Let's give Malcolm a round of applause. Thank you, Malcolm. Good shot, Billy.
Got a shell in, yeah. I just need to. There we go. That's it. There we go.
It'd be hard to concentrate, wouldn't
it? Exactly.
Yeah, fine. Yeah. Do you see Malcolm? He knew the penalty he deserved, but I stepped in and I took his place. He deserved the punishment of an egg on his head, and I stepped in and took it for him instead. I mean, that's just a silly, tiny picture of the massive, powerful thing Jesus does for each one of you and for me. We deserve to be the one on the cross, yet he steps in and takes our punishment for us so that we don't have to. He died for our sin so that we never have to. He took the penalty we deserved. Well, just as we finish, why did Jesus do that? One more tiny thing at the end of our verse. Let's look at the verse one more time, right at the end. Right at the end of the verse, why did Jesus do that? To bring us to God. Jesus did that because he doesn't want us to be separated. He wants us to be in a friendship and a relationship with God. Isn't that awesome? God the Father and Jesus the Son went through all of that suffering and pain and death so that we don't have to be separated from them. Is that amazing? Do you see how much God loves you? That he was willing to be tortured and killed so that you don't have to, so that you can be in a friendship with him forever. If you are ever in doubt that God loves you, please look at the cross and see what he went through for you 2,000 years ago on that very first Good Friday. Jesus laid down his life so that we could be friends with God. Do you remember our big gap? Let me give you one more big picture for us. We've got our big gap. There's no way we can get across it. What we need and what happened was that Jesus laid down his life. Jesus laid down his life. Here we go. Whoop. So that through him, we may have a friendship with God. So I don't need to try anymore. I don't need to jump. Jesus died for my sin so that through him, I'm not separated, but I can be friends with God again. And that is the awesome rescue that Jesus offered. I just want to ask you, have you taken that? Have you turned to him and said, Jesus, I know I've got this problem. Please come and rescue me. And have you seen that he died on the cross to do that for you? Let me pray and thank him, and then I'll hand back over to Joe. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we remember the Lord Jesus coming and dying on the cross for us, please help us to have a really clear picture of our sin and how serious that is. Lord, as we see the seriousness of our sin, but then see what Jesus was willing to do to save us from it, please would we fall in love with him more and more. May we turn to him and ask for his rescue. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.